Godwin, you got plenty of coffee?
Well, yeah, I'm about out good. Again.
Here you just on. Filled that up.
Why are you telling me what I'm doing?
That's her job.
That's right. Thank you, Si.
That's what we brought her in here for today, Godwin.
Oh, you got it.
That's her job.
All right, welcome back to the Duck Call Room. We have a very special edition here. We've got Allison joining us today.
Hello, wife.
Y'all know Miss Paula.
Hello.
And I'm standing in for the beautiful Miss Christine.
This is the new redhead.
Are you fired?
I can be, I guess.
But you're not very mean.
I was actually hoping to be on this.
After a day with me, he'll be fiery. Trust me.
Oh.
Well, that was
is that a promise or a threat? That's all I'm trying to figure out. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Come on now. You still owe me.
Hey, I appreciate the flowers you got for me.
Well, you still owe me a steak dinner, so don't forget about that.
I forget about it.
It's fine. It's all good. But I was actually kind of bummed I wasn't going to be in here, so I was going to come moderate and just sit in and watch, but then Christine had a conflict in schedule, so here I am. So
welcome.
I'm ready to peel back the layers of the onion that are Johnny D.
I'm not.
Because now we have a truth saying.
I haven't been here with Miss Paula, though. Has she told the truth about Godwin?
Boy, they generally can't keep their hands off each other. Last time we had both of them on here, he was coming back from a trip.
Yeah, we didn't. It was a quick podcast.
He zipped the end of them pants right off, turned them into shorts, and had it on.
I guarantee you. I saw him jogging out the door. So it is. We're here to celebrate Valentine's Day, love, marriage. There's a lot of years of all of that represented in this room. So, Allison, welcome.
Thank you.
I love that you dress for the part. You dress for the character.
I went
character.
All out.
That is good. Unlike your husband.
Oh, no.
I put on a button-up shirt today.
Who very rarely goes all out and dress.
Got a hood on it. He's
dressed nice today. Still wearing shorts, though.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to be 70 degrees today.
It is.
That's good for the fishing business, right?
Hey. It sure
is. Which is good for her Valentine's Day. Who knows what I'll buy?
Oh, you haven't bought it yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
We got time.
There's always time.
That soap store out by the mall is open every day.
That's my gift to you.
Yeah, she didn't. So she's been asked to come on this podcast more than once, and she finally said yes for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I knew you wanted me to.
Hey, I can dig it. Look, I think you're going to want to come back after this.
Most people do.
Yeah. Brittany was the same way. She fought it, and then she's like, all right, whatever. And then she's like, that was actually a lot of fun.
Now she brings her kids.
Yeah, now we have
we're not bringing our kids over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not bringing our kids.
Why not?
It will. Yeah, we need a bigger room.
You bring Ben's.
We can lock that door.
You'd have to.
Oh, but, you know, we asked on Instagram for questions.
We got a lot of them.
We got a bunch of them. I've got them. You're not gonna get to cherry pick the questions today. So
really,
we may get uncomfortable with some of these questions.
Oh,
who
no.
knows?
Oh,
I've been scrolling through them. It's a lot of fun. And
are you answering for Christine?
No, because I nobody can answer the way Christine would answer. So
that was the main question. How?
How what?
Were you married to Si for 50 something?
I don't know.
Years?
I've only been dating about 10 minutes and I love it. Right here. Yeah.
I'll fix and slap your face.
I'll turn the other cheek.
Make you behave yourself.
I can't wait till Christine.
He's a good stand-in for Christine.
Oh, man.
She's a cut-up, too.
Well, do y'all want to go ahead and get into some of them? We got a bunch of them. So.
I'm just here and hoping I don't get thrown under too many buses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Let's not have to go to marriage counseling when we leave.
Well, I mean, I think the easiest one, I love when people really get involved and they ask questions like, is being married to John David as amazing as it seems that it would be? That was asked by JD Owen 7, by the way.
Yes,
that's a great question.
Yes.
Who is that?
That's a good Instagram name, too.
Do I have to answer it?
No, you don't.
You do not have to answer that one. I did send that in, though, when I saw it. I said, that'll be funny.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't think you'd read that, because I definitely was going to, but I was going to change the name of it.
I mean, I had to, because there's another guy, J. Martin Duckman, that asked, did Allison go for the pizza or the makeout, but... That's supposedly your. See, he says that's his line. Is that in fact what got you?
You know, he says that's his line, but I only remember the line after we got married. Like,
I still ask it every day.
Yeah, he asked me that all the time. But we did not ever go get a pizza.
Thank you.
Well, we went to Cali.
There you go.
There's your answer. There's your question, boy. We never made it to pizza.
Well, you do have three kids, so I can only put the clues together of what happened.
No, nope.
Jamie, we might be related. On that note.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know what's going to happen on this episode.
We digress.
But a common question, obviously. How did everybody meet? So, would y'all like, who wants to go first?
Let them go. I'm nervous.
We went squirrel hunting, didn't we?
How'd we meet, though?
He actually was dating my roommate.
Oh, who was also Paula?
Yeah.
Right? It was a case of two Paulas.
Yeah. They went out a few times but they didn't hit it off, and then later he asked me out. And then we went squirrel hunting on our first date.
Man's got a thing for Paulas. So.
And squirrels.
That's it.
If I didn't know what was going to happen the rest of our married life, it was my own fault. I can tell you that. If you go squirrel hunting on your first date and you wonder, does he hunt and fish all the time?
Would y'all kill any squirrel?
Yeah.
Do you clean them?
No, I know.
Not the best work for
us. So that's where it started going downhill.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
That's right there.
I tell you, the workforce is going downhill. They used to really be good.
Well, I trained her.
They used to clean squirrels, pick ducks, you know, make feather pillars, feather mattresses.
Allison, have you ever cleaned a squirrel, picked a duck? Or any of
our made of pillow mattress.
Can't say that she has.
All right. Well, there's what spawned the goblins. That's squirrel hunt after dating the roommate.
Right.
Wow.
I know.
There's
right?
nothing more Louisiana than that. So go ahead.
Welcome to the South.
Try to beat that. Why don't you?
Not that there, buddy.
I mean, squirrels don't kill.
You can start it off.
Well, we just went and got some fried chicken at Raising Cane's. It's part of the youth group.
Oh, I was going to ask fast before you became fond of pizza. But.
Well,
yeah.
Fried chicken and pizza are both very good.
I wasn't in the youth group.
She was visiting her cousin, and her cousin and one of my best friends were dating, and they were the kind of people that were very touchy-feely and like, oh, I love you. And he was like, I'm going to go get a refill. And she was like, miss you. And Allison, I didn't know her. She goes, oh, get a room. And I was like, I think I'm in love with that girl.
Yeah, so we started making jokes and, you know.
One thing led to the next.
And yeah, that's history.
Raising Cane's.
Hey, laughter is always good in a relationship.
She made that joke and I said, and I slid into her Facebook messages that night. Said, how you doing?
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
And that was, what year was that? 2008?
Yeah.
Long time ago. She did dump me for a brief period in that time.
Because he never bought the pizza.
But then she came crawling back.
Oh, she did. She came crawling back, huh?
Yeah.
That might not be how the story goes. We don't worry. We're not worried about the second time we saw it.
Hey, look, that's all good. It's fine. Everybody's had a rocky road in there at some point. Like,
it did work out.
At least y'all's happened while you were dating. Some people's happen further on down the line, and it's a lot harder to recover from. So that's okay.
I sure
so raising
the fact that Brittany and Christine aren't here to have to disclose all this information.
You act like I won't tell you.
Christine's already told us.
Y'all were there for our whole relationship. Why don't you tell?
Oh, no.
You and John are the relationship.
Yeah,
with them
we
two.
Was always double dating, going on appearances and everything
I'm
else together.
I'm not
going to
deny Brittany that didn't pleasure. I'm just closing.
That's a good point. Yeah, no.
Well, I had a little bit to do with them.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, he trained me.
No, because I went hunting with him, and he said, "Hey, we're going to stop, and I'm going to want you to meet somebody." And he introduced me to Brittany. Yeah, and I said, "Hey," on the way back, I said, "Hey, you need to keep that one."
And that's why she continued to date.
She's a good one. Uh-huh. You keep that one.
Yeah. I had Si's blessing, so I knew right then.
That's right.
She saw Si course, and said, he's a good guy.
And looking back on it, Si does like the fiery ones because that's what I got. So, you got a way of picking them, don't we?
Right.
What is it about a quiet guy getting with a loud woman? Why does that always happen? Look, see, man, Johnny D kind of loud. Allison pretty quiet.
Paula ain't lippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, my tombstone's going to say, here lies Paula Godwin. She's a little lippy.
That's right. She's a little lippy.
Is it? He claims it's really going to say that.
I have no doubt.
I can guarantee you.
Well, he'll get the last word.
She can't rebut it.
He'll get the last word.
Yeah. Yeah. On that one, he's going to get the last word.
If she goes first, it will definitely say that.
Right.
She was a little lippy.
I loved a woman to death, but she was a little lippy. Yeah.
But Si and Christine both talk a lot.
Well, no, that's what's so funny. You know, that's the most I've heard my wife talk when we was on the podcast. And the whole time what got me, I would be telling my side of it, and she'd be sitting over going,
no,
tacos.
All that's so hilarious.
But look, Si used to not talk.
Yeah, that's true.
He just had that strut.
Si didn't talk until that paycheck started rolling in. You used to turn the camera to him, and he wouldn't do nothing.
That's so funny. A girl that went to school with me said that when I went back to my elementary school to talk to the students. She was a teacher, you know, there. And she said, you were so shy when you was in school.
Yeah, he just ran around naked. And he didn't have to say nothing.
I said, me? Shy?
Then he busted out of that cocoon.
Well, I don't know. Well, the difference was, hey, you know, when Phil didn't put a camera on me, okay, it was none of the green stuff flowing.
You know? Sometimes you got to let a peacock just fly.
Hey, you know, you come into these things.
Well, you put a little, you put a little fertilizer on a plant, it'll grow, right?
No, hey, because a woman, I was on welfare one time, you know, didn't have a job, so I said, okay, then go ahead, sign up, and, you know, give me a few bucks anyway. So this lady that was interviewing me, she asked me, she said, well, Mr. Robertson, you know, what would be your dream job? I said, darling, you don't want to go there. And she said, oh, yes, I do. I really want to know. I said, no, you don't. Well, she just kept on. Yeah. You need to tell me what would you really like to do? And I said, well, you asked for this. Yeah. I said, I want to run up on someone, okay, that has got more money than you can ever spend in a lifetime. And he ain't got no sense. And I said, voila, A&E showed up.
I give Si this. His dedication to his dream is real because it only took 63 years.
Right, it took 63 years. But hey, Phil was right when he said, you need to come work for me. And I said, hey, I don't know about that. You know, and he said, hey, I'm telling you, I'll see a ship out on the ocean. You know, he said, one of these days it's going to dock and unload. You know, when I was working for him after about 3 or 4 years, I said, hey, where is that ship? You know, he said, hey, don't worry about it. I see the top of the mast. You know, I said, okay.
That's good. Well, let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this. Let's just start.
Just go down the list.
What is one pet peeve you have about your partner? Go.
Whoa! On three or what? I know that you don't have one about me.
That's true. I don't have one. She's great.
But
go ahead, Al. You go ahead and tell yours, and then I'll probably think of one while I'm sitting here.
Well, I clean up the living room a lot, and every single day I find one black sock, and it takes me a while to find the other black sock. They're always black socks, and you wonder why they don't have matches, but every day he gets home and takes off his socks in the living room.
These are matching. I'm just saying.
We're fresh on a laundry cycle.
I don't
wear socks. She done picked them up.
Yep. I don't wear socks.
I'm wearing socks all the time, but yeah, apparently I don't know how it works.
What's that? The hamper?
The socks.
We've discussed this before.
Anything to do with it.
Uh-oh.
The hamper. Yeah.
The only thing I got about to say about socks is they wear out. They don't make anything worth nothing anymore.
Well, that's because you've been wearing them same socks for 2 weeks.
Really? I mean, hey, like, no.
At some point, you got to take them off and let them breathe.
No, I change them.
I have one sock just in all corners of the house.
That's good to know. Pet peeve, where we at?
Pet peeve. Stop it.
I was thinking she going to say it's always one sock and you never can find the mate to it.
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, that's because there's one in the couch, one in
the dog ate the other one. Yo.
My pet peeve for Allison, boy, this is going to get heavy quick. So we made a rule in our house before we got married that I don't paint anything. And no wall. I don't care what color the walls are. If you want to paint them, knock yourself out. But I can't be involved. And so she'll start painting a room. And then about 9-10 months later, she finishes. So just one wall at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
So kind of like a Rubik's Cube.
She might order another color.
I can understand that. I don't know. I don't like anybody to rush me about nothing.
Well, she paints
that. I understand that.
She paints that first one to make sure she likes the color.
Well, see, I've always just said, just hire somebody, just have it painted, whatever you want to paint it. But I'm not painting it.
Well, I'm too busy, you know, prioritizing being a wife.
I'm not against.
I don't have time to paint.
I'm not against your speed.
She'd have more time to paint if you'd pick up your socks.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I just don't care what color the walls are, and she does. That's my only pet peeve.
I like it half painted.
We lived in one house for a while that was just all white, everything.
Yeah, I love it.
It was a white house.
She lets it grow on her. She paints just, you know, and then tell me, okay.
No, I don't want
to. You are really like this? No, I better give it another week.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfection takes a while.
It does.
Yeah. Godwin, what anything about Miss Paula drive you? Well, a different kind of crazy? So I know she just drives you crazy anyway.
Well, she's lippy, but it's kind of one thing, but it bothers me, but it don't really bother me because I can't believe that cup's still sitting there.
Oh.
Every time you put it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. You leave an empty cup somewhere. She trained Brittany in that one.
You get up and go to the bathroom, come back.
Gone.
You got to get another.
Yeah. Oh,
No, I had an eight. But I would rather have her that way than the other way, so.
There you go.
Allison will throw half your food away.
Yeah, me too. Oh,
what? It's been there an hour.
But I'm not done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
you're
might
done.
Still be eating it, and I might grab it. I don't even know. Like, it's a compulsive issue.
human beings are like hunting dogs. They all got their quirks.
Oh, that's right.
I'm serious. You all got your quirk.
That's it.
But I'd rather be that way than the other way.
Yeah, didn't it sit there and get mold on it? I'm with you. Go ahead, Paula. What drives you crazy about Mr.?
Nothing.
We don't wear socks.
Well, it's just the whole house is his laundry basket. I mean, he comes in and he takes off his shoes and then his hoodie's on this chair and then he walks in and he goes, takes a shower and the hamper's here and the towels here and his clothes are over here.
I can relate.
Then this
Man,
is
I feel
here.
Like I'm listening to Brittany talk.
Hey.
And then I'll say, throw that in the hamper. He'll pick it up and he'll go right by and he drops it right there on the floor.
Right by
the hamper. On purpose.
Oh, yeah. I find clothes literally on the floor beside the hamper.
Yeah.
That's because the hamper was full.
And so you're not going to pick up the hamper and go somewhere?
What?
You're not going to pick up the hamper and go to the laundry room?
And what, pick up all the way to
Well, it's right there beside it.
My hamper's not even full, and he'll throw it on the floor beside it.
Well, I might want to wear it again.
Yeah. He'll say, if it's on the floor, I might wear it again. I said, oh, so everything?
Your underwear?
What's the rules here? I'll follow them if you just give me the rules.
Allison, you don't know much about Godwin.
If they smell fine, then wear them back.
That boy ain't wearing no underwear.
Yeah, no. Commando.
Look at him. Y'all think I'm kidding.
I don't think you're kidding, sir. Yeah.
Underwear and socks.
I'm telling you.
Hard pass.
I'll say, well, let me. All right, so I put hooks behind the door. If you're going to wear them again, just hang them on that hook. No. They're here on the floor and on the hook.
I picked them up.
I don't even know
the
rules.
Thank you.
He said he picked them up.
You knew she was coming here.
Thank you.
He was trying to pause this conversation this
that
morning.
That was my Valentine's present. Yeah. He picked up his dirty clothes.
Wow. I'm just glad Brittany's not the only one.
Yeah. What did you get your wife? Oh, I picked up my clothes this morning. Put them in the hamper.
Oh, I got her some gutters.
Yeah, thank you.
So the leaves won't. I told her the ladder was not that heavy.
Did you really get me the gutters? That's what that I really want. On it? Yeah.
Oh, well, that's happy Valentine's Day. Oh, he bought you a weed eater one time or something, didn't he?
A blower.
Blower.
That yeah. ends up in his shop all the time. Yeah. And a chainsaw that I was excited about. But I kind of go get it out of his shop all the time.
That's because he's cutting down brush tops.
Yeah. I mean, I don't ask for much, but he gets it for himself.
Man. I wish Brittany would ask for chainsaws and blowers. That's awesome.
Well, I gotta get them shoot lanes where she can shoot.
That's right.
I wanted a pole saw for Christmas to limb up the limbs in the yard and all that, and then it disappeared too.
That's gone.
It's in the back of my truck.
I know.
It's in the
back of the yard.
It's in the back of my truck. Oh. My dad got my mom a leaf blower for Christmas one time. I don't think it would have the same effect at my house as it did.
That's not what she
wanted.
Well,
we have one, but there's still leaves all over the place.
All right, moving on. Time to take a break.
Go ahead.
What about you?
Do tell.
Battery's charged.
Good night.
Oh.
She said, we have a leaf
blower. This is not a good idea.
This is fantastic.
That's why I say y'all are getting off cheap. Your wives aren't here.
No, well, the favorite thing, I'm just going to have Brittany listen to this, and I can say, look, I ain't the only one.
Yeah.
Look, this is normal.
It's normal.
We're just men, and we're sloppy, and we're gross. And we apologize.
I don't disagree.
But we're not going to change.
Oh, we'll try.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. Si, anything about Christine drive you nuts?
Yeah, she's always using real big words.
For instance, like what?
Then I'd say, hey, what does that mean? In everyday language, break it down. Yeah. She said, you should read more. I said, I ain't got time to read.
It's got to take a nap.
Yeah. She's like, I'm serious. She's always got
her
nose.
Puts me to sleep.
She's always got her nose in a book.
She does have a lot of books.
No.
She's got a whole book room.
Oh, no. She got books. We had to rent storage to put books in. And she's still ordering them and cataloging them right now.
They call that a library.
She does have a library.
She's got to go. And my daughter took after her. Okay, because, you know, punishment for Teresa was if she is act up, we'll say, hey, you're going to lose your books. No, you'll kill me before you do that. Yeah.
Sound like Johanna.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll see her.
They got a library card away. She'll straighten right
no,
up.
No. All you had to do was say, I'm going to take your books away.
Mm-hmm. Them AR points.
But you were talking about lock the door a while ago. When you said that about bringing the kids on, you know, me and the wife was going to have some quality relationship time. And then the next thing we hear about, we lock the door. The next thing to, and Tracer's telling Scott, tell me, hey, I can open the door. I'll go get a fork. Yeah, and then the next thing we hear, click, 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 click. Tell me, I'm fixed to get the belt. Do not disturb.
Talking about quality relationship time. I didn't know where he's going.
It's a winding road here at the love episode.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You just slapped
it. Hey, Valentine's Day.
I know, baby. It's fine. Let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, boy.
This one, I like this one because this one is more fun than it is than the last one, even though the last one was funny.
To you?
Well, yeah. I mean, because.
Try to get us in trouble.
Look, it's no big deal. Favorite Valentine's meal. We all like to eat.
meal.
Yeah.
Why don't you switch it up and make him answer what he thinks she would say?
Oh, like a newlywed
game.
Whoa. Oh, turn the card around. Yeah. I like it. What's Allison want to eat for Valentine's night?
That's tough. Probably pizza.
That's because we have kids and that's what's the easiest.
I meant a homemade pizza, not just the
easiest. Oh, that she made?
Oh, I'll have to make it.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to make it?
No, well, I don't want you to make that because you wouldn't do it right.
Oh. We have our own things that we make.
So what she's would she want for Valentine's
for me to
meal?
Make? Mm-hmm. Probably steak and mashed potatoes.
Yep.
There you go.
That's okay. That's the one I make.
Okay.
I'm not asking Allison because we know you're a pizza fiend. Yeah, and she's so a bread good. Maker. So that's too. That's just like.
But lasagna's up there too. Yeah, anything Italian. I'm in.
Italian.
Spaghetti and meatballs, sourdough, bread with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
I like it.
Y'all, what does Miss Paula want to eat?
She's been eating a lot of different stuff lately.
But it's probably.
But what does she want for Valentine's?
Valentine's.
It's like your last meal. I mean, like, what is it?
Big old chocolate heart. I don't know. She wants.
What's the meal?
Big
that
old
I want?
Chocolate heart. You want that's
steak.
It, right there.
She wants steak.
Steak? Is that right, Paul?
Yeah. If that
and
was
probably,
my last meal, probably a
grilled asparagus.
A squirrel. Allison doesn't want squirrel.
Yeah. I'll eat any of that.
Salad?
Yeah. A ribeye, though, not just any steak.
Ribeye.
Ribeye.
Yeah. Yeah. With the handle
on it?
You want the handle or you give that
to
John?
Yeah, I'll take a handle. No, the handle. Yeah. For sure. I know what he wants. Well, he wants, if it was any meal, it would be beef tips with gravy, real mashed potatoes.
Real mashed potatoes. Green beans.
Some real mashed potatoes, green beans, a salad with Thousand Island dressing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good meal.
Sounds like a really good meal.
That sounds good.
I can't have
that. Sounded like a.
and a cheesecake, which you can't have that.
Oh, yeah.
and a cheesecake.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what's Christine choosing?
Oh, good grief.
Tacos? Spaghetti?
Probably spaghetti. Yeah.
Because
when we go to Olive Garden, it's always spaghetti and meatballs.
I go to Olive Garden a lot?
Huh?
You go to the Olive Garden a lot?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, Christine loves the Olive Garden.
Oh, you ain't ever going to see them there because they're there at like 4:30.
Allison used to work at the Red Lobster. That's right beside Olive Garden. That's why we don't go there.
That's why she knows how to make that bread. She liked them biscuits.
We can't eat them biscuits.
I don't eat those biscuits anymore.
The first 2 years of our marriage, that's what we ate for dinner every night was just biscuits.
Just biscuit, boys.
From leftovers.
Do you know what Goblin would do for a biscuit right
now?
Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Some of that sawmill gravy with big old chunks of sausage in it.
Look at
we're
going down memory
we're
lane.
We're going downhill for
yeah. We ain't going to get you to stumble. We'll get out of there.
Christine, what does Si want?
Yeah. Oh, Si wants a hamburger.
Hey, that's probably the truth.
Yeah.
I can eat a good hamburger every day.
Yeah.
Or six of them, or six if they're filled.
Well, I'm just saying, a good homemade hamburger, I can eat it every day.
Yeah,
100%. Or gourmet hot dog.
Yeah, Brittany's a meat eater, so steak. It's easy. She likes filet. She ain't about that ribeye life, but whatever. That's fine. It is what it is.
What are you going to eat?
Everything.
Yeah. So I just
you didn't
bring
get
it.
Your hands
all
up.
Yeah, it.
Doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, bring
but I will cook it. That's my only request. I would rather cook my Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave that there.
Not going down the Brittany cooking meat. Why the bleh,
whoop, oh, she's talk. Good at what she does. It's not a lot, but hey, she'll tell you that. And she's like, why would I? He does it so well. So, hey, I'm cool with that. All right. Another one hot off the press. Favorite Valentine's gift you ever got?
I know mine.
Go ahead then.
Well, 1 year after we had just had our third child, I just got the number to a certain doctor and was told that 3 was enough.
There you go.
I thought you were about to tell the beignets.
Oh, no, them beignets were nasty, bro. Speaking of cooking stories, that's a great story.
Yeah.
So the first year of our marriage, Allison wakes me up. She's like, happy Valentine's Day. I'm
I got up so early, way before the sun.
And we were like, what?
I was so excited. I found a Pinterest recipe for beignets.
Dude, never go to Pinterest, people. We were what, 16, 17 years old? I'm just kidding. We were young. And Allison comes in and is like, I made fresh beignets. I was like, oh, awesome. And I bit into it, and there was grit in between my teeth, and it was crunchy. And then I couldn't breathe, and I needed water. I said, what's happening? I said, oh, no, you did this right. And she goes, huh. I said, where's the recipe? The recipe called for 1.5 cups of salt in the dough. And it was literally crunchy beignets.
I hadn't cooked, you know, like we were eating Hot Pockets. We were in college, newlyweds.
And leftover Red Lobster biscuits.
Yeah. And so I was just learning to cook. I didn't know that was too much salt.
1.5 cups of salt?
Yep.
Somebody made a joke.
They were literally crunchy with how much salt was in them. It was gross.
Interesting. That wasn't beignets.
It was pretzels.
Yeah. No, they were terrible. Huh. But that was the worst gift you've ever gotten me for Valentine's. But the best one was definitely the number to the vasectomy, man.
Yeah. Just that was a good one. That was a gift to myself, too.
That was a gift to herself, too.
You're going to hurt that old boy. Look at him.
Yeah, I opened that card. Guy went, it just had a phone number. I said, well, I guess I'll call it Dr. Mark's office.
There you go. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. This one says, for the ladies, what are your real thoughts on beards?
Beards?
Yeah, the real ones.
I can tell you, he shaved one time in our whole married 35 years together. And I was like, don't ever do that again. It was so strange to see him without any facial hair whatsoever. And even Johanna didn't recognize him. We had never seen him. He used to have like a Fu Manchu and a, you know, handlebar mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you look cool.
And, but.
He was a bull rider.
Yeah. But we had just never, and he had black hair back then, you know. But when you see him always with facial hair and then you don't. You know, it was strange. I like it.
Allison, beards?
Well, it definitely looks better than it has before.
Ooh, you say that again, sister. Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if y'all have seen a picture of what he used to look like. Baby face. I mean, we were teenagers.
How good did I look?
I never thought I'd, you know, have a man like with facial scruff and, you know, beard.
That's way past scruff.
But I've come to love it, yeah. I'm used to it now. I just don't know any different anymore. It's been what? How long?
9, 10 years since I've shaved.
What would your kids do if you walked in?
They wouldn't recognize.
I would love, you know, I would love for him to try it out. Just seeing it.
Oh, nope, not happening.
Happy Valentine's Day. That sounds like a cheap gift.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. I will say, though, the other night, Allison was scrolling through Instagram or something, and a person we go to church with had a little. It wasn't a beard. It was something, though, growing on his face. And she goes, you know, I don't give you enough credit for how well you grow that beard. And I was like, yes.
I will say, if you do surprise me, you should get a haircut because it would be, like, weird to have long hair with the no facial hair.
There's your Valentine's present.
Yeah, shave it.
It's no longer a suggestion. It's now a request, by the way.
Well. Next podcast.
The request don't get answered.
Well, another thing about it, you know, if you always shaving, you know, 2-day beard, and I mean, women's faces are sensitive, and with a 2-day beard, it'll scratch the fire out of you.
I don't know.
It's and at least with a beard, if you know, if it's outgrown out, it's soft.
Yeah,
you know, it's soft. It's not irritating.
Plus, you save a lot of money.
I've been to a barber.
Yeah.
And spent money there in a decade. Oh, I did once, whenever it was totally unruly in the Duck Dynasty days.
Hey, when I retired in 93 out of the military, I threw the razor away and no haircut.
John does his own. He shaves his own head.
I cut my own hair once a year.
I'm fixing to get a deal and just go bald. I'm tired of doing that.
Well, you just
about
on that.
I know, I'm just about to.
I'm not on it. I mean,
it's hard to, yeah.
He already is.
That's a funny one.
Read it.
Oh, our man Isaac wants to know, Do y'all fart in front of each other?
Oh, good grief.
I'll answer that for me and Brittany, yes.
Allison?
Yes, he does now. He starts to laugh as he comes out.
He does. You got your kids on that pull my finger yet?
Nah. The, my kids will fart on you. They think it's hilarious. Ben's can do it on command. It's kind of disturbing.
Like his daddy.
Stop. You, hey, I'll let her fool you. She'll rip one every now and then.
Well, Johnny D, I'm going to have to let you take over because unlike Stone on that time when he left DK somewhere, I can't leave Brittany somewhere. So,
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out.
We're
in
switching.
The interest of my marriage, I'm out. This See? Is a love episode. You got to know where your limits are. My phone just rang. So,
Size being left.
Yeah. Go. I'm going to read Daniel's question on your way out. Who wears the pants in these relationships?
Hey. We know, Mark.
No, I'm just messing.
She raised a 4-month-old twin. She can have them.
You go, sir. You go, sir.
See y'all next time.
Hey, that's just a servant leader right there.
Oh, that's a man not wanting to die.
He yelled he doesn't want to die on his way out the door.
He knows, he knows what side of the bread is buttered on, boys.
Huh?
Hey, you got to. Hey, if mama ain't outside, happy, inside. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody going to be happy.
That is true. All right. Miss Rhodes emails in, no, Instagrams in and says, what's the best way to celebrate a 10-year anniversary?
Well, I can tell you the one or two times John ever surprised me on anything was on our tent.
His eyes got big. He got a little nervous.
I know. He's not very good at, like, surprising or doing, but this time he completely fooled me. He had a scavenger hunt, like gift opening for our tent. Mm-hmm. And it was clues, written clues. And the next one led to the next one. And the final clue was that he had already booked and paid for us to go on a cruise, which we'd never done in our life. And it, awesome. I was completely shocked. He'd even
Look
arranged for me to be off work with my bosses for the time he booked a week cruise.
Wow.
So I have to say, that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Pretty Brownie cool. points
he did,
on
he
that.
He did really good.
Brownie points.
We stayed in the room most of the
time. You didn't need one of them rooms with the windows looking out of those?
Right. This was honeymoon
part two.
Yeah, part two.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, vacation's a good thing.
We went to Broken Bow.
How do you feel about Broken Bow, Godwin?
Have you been?
Been there, done that.
I love
it. Not a fan.
Oh, I love it. That was the best getaway.
What'd y'all do?
Sat there.
Sat in the cabin.
Well, it's
same thing y'all did on a cruise ship. We just did it in a cabin.
Yeah. And it's only 3 hours away. Yeah.
Oh, I'd go back. Yeah. I'd go back at a different time.
You gotta go fishing and stuff.
He's not a sit there relax kind of guy. He's
you
we
go to
be
the beach more than most people I know.
Misunderstood.
Oh, he doesn't. I mean, we go now.
I'm about to learn something here.
He goes, but when we go snorkeling. He's not a sit on the beach in the sun kind of guy. We kayak, we snorkel, we scuba dive, we do stuff.
You scuba dive?
He's free dove. Yeah.
He's a swimming machine.
Oh, he,
like
he's
a young
a floater.
Michael Phelps.
We hold on to him as a buoy. We reach up and grab that hair and hold on.
Well, I'd say a vacation is probably, you need to get away from your normal lives. If you have kids, you need to get away from them things. Not all the time, but for your 10, just focus on each other for a while and have a good time. All right, what's next? We got a lot of people asking for advice, too. Should we go into that, Si?
Yeah.
Well, Si, why not? Sure. All right,
More
Ethan.
Experts.
Are we experts?
Uh-uh.
She
Trial
might
by
be.
Fire.
She tells me everything I do wrong. So, Ethan says, what is the best age to get married? You know, because of college and jobs and all that.
I don't
think there is an age to get married.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, our best age. Okay. It depends on the individuals. Because you're taking two human beings, okay, totally different. Okay, and they've got to establish a relationship.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, okay, is
established a relationship, okay, and all these stuff that we've been talking about, that's part of the relationship. When you have kids, okay, you need time. Mom and dad need time by themselves, okay, away from the kids. Yeah, so it's just, it's just a,
I think you got it's a amen maturity, for that.
Well, no, it's because it's a the word that comes to mind is, it, you know, marriage is a heavy subject. You know, it's like a garden. If you ever raise a garden, you're going to work your tail off. Or either you're not going to have a very good garden. If you have a garden that produces a lot of vegetables, the guy or woman has worked a lot, put in a lot of hours to make that happen.
You gotta pick those weeds.
Yeah,
pick them weeds, girl.
And in marriages, there are all kinds of weeds that pop up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you've got to take time to pull the weeds, you know.
I think age is not so much a number, but a maturity level, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And if you figure out you can't live without the person, then it's time to do something about it.
Yep. How old were we?
20. I turned 20 the week before. Yeah.
Yeah. So Allison was 19.
I wouldn't recommend it to everyone, but I felt like I was ready.
Well, no, because that's one of the things I over the years watching young people get married. You know, and Paula said it, the maturity level. Okay, cause like me, I don't think I'm ever going to mature. No, I'm serious.
This podcast would really stink.
I'm serious. Okay, because yeah. I just, that, you know, like you were saying, okay, if you want me to fix something, no. Yeah. That's the thing about it. I told Christine, I said, hey, look, I am not one of them men that take care of all of you. I can fix anything. Nope, I can't fix nothing. You know, and if I try it, we're going to just, hey, go ahead and play the plumber, because if I fix it, it's going to cost five times what it would cost to play the plumber. Yeah. So, because I'm not a fixer.
Okay? Me neither.
No. So, and that's another thing. Know your limitations. Yeah. You got to know your limitations. Do what you do good. Yeah. And
pay, you know, you got to like do what you don't.
Yeah. You know, and stay away from things you can't do. Yeah, but you just got to, you know, and that comes into the relationship thing, okay? Because, you know, most marriages fail because either way, they want to change you. You fell in love for this reason. And then the first thing you're going to do is when you marry him, I don't want you to do that anymore. You knew I hunted and loved to fish. And then you're saying, no, you can't go. Oh, you lost your mind? Yeah, I was serious. It's so stupid, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you get right down to it, start asking people, why did you fall in love with this man? Or why did you fall in love with this? Well, you know, this is what I really liked about it. Well, all the time I hear y'all arguing about, you're getting mad because he's spending time on the lake. Yeah. Why are you getting mad? You knew that's what he loved to do. That was one of his passionate hobbies, for crying out loud. Yeah.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Hey, you got to join.
That's what I did.
No, look. But have
fun. We go together.
Then
I love
you
it
said,
now.
Oh, now I know why he loves that's to right. go in the woods.
That's right. I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it now.
Yeah.
Allison, have I made it to maturity?
You've grown a lot.
Oh, hey. All right, we're going to close this. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought she was going to call me at least 15.
When we look back at what we used to be and look at where we are now, it's like, thank you, God, for, you know, it could have ended poorly. Not because we were doing anything crazy, but because, like, we were so young, but we've grown together. And I think there's a lot of beauty in that. You learn from your mistakes, and that's what helps you grow. And Persevere.
You outkicked your coverage, and she's very smart.
She is. She's a little quiet.
Yeah. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
She's smarter than I look. Woman,
I like my books too. Yeah. I need to come to the library.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, she wakes up every morning and reads for like 4 hours. Not 4 hours, but she reads a ton of books. And then the other night she got in bed. She's like, "Hey, I got a book for us to read together." And she gets mad at me because to keep concentration, I have to change the words and how you pronounce them. but that's the only way I can stay reading. So yeah.
Maintenance.
What book are we reading?
Love Talk.
See, look at us.
Right, boy, there you go.
About communicating.
Seeking wise counsel.
Communicate. We went through a stage.
Yeah.
Which everybody does.
She would leave me notes, which helped. She leave me notes in the bathroom because I was the first one up, and she'd leave me notes in the bathroom what she didn't like.
Well, we went to counseling because we were having trouble understanding what the other one was trying to say, and I told the counselor what I was trying to say, and the counselor turned around and told you the same thing I just said. He said, "Why didn't she just say that?" And I'm like, I just said that.
Yeah, but you were happy when you said it.
Yeah.
It was the tone. That's the craziest part of it, okay? You're saying one thing, and the person you're saying it to didn't even anything close to what you said.
The counselor told me it was my tone. So I was saying the same thing he was saying,
but with an attitude.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he turned it off.
He heard that tone and he quit listening to me.
That's why my mother said my father had selective hearing.
Yeah. That did it.
Okay.
So he
just
suggested
tone it down
we.
And wing here.
Yeah. He suggested that if it's something serious, not every day, but very serious, like it had to be serious, to leave a note to tell him so that not criticize him, start with something positive and then just say, "Look, this is bothering me." And that way he doesn't hear the tone and turn it off. So I left very few notes. It wasn't a lot of notes. But if it was something I really needed him to hear, I left a note. And that solved a lot of the problem.
It's better than building resentment.
Yeah, and me coming out.
That's why you're arguing and it gets to the angry stage. You need to quit. And not because then you're going to say something, mm-hmm. okay? And once you say it, you can't take it back.
Yeah. Or with the attitude. Yeah,
and the attitude behind it.
That's right.
It is.
And then a lot of people run off to mamas. And
well, no, because then that's what's going on. They run from it, okay. And then, hey, you ain't fixed nothing running from it. You know, if you're married, you can't run from, you've got some difficulties that have popped up here. You've got to stand firm, address them, and address them gently. Like I said, don't do it out of anger or attitude. And when you get to just saying it, you don't realize how hard that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm mad at you. You done something that hurt me, and I'm mad at you. And I'm probably going to say something that I should not say, because once I say it, it can't be taken back. Oh, you said this to me. Yeah, so this is more profound than you can ever even imagine.
For sure. Okay. And I think one cool thing y'all said, because we got a lot of questions that were kind of deep and like this, that, and I'm like, yeah, probably avoid that. But y'all mentioned, we had to go to counseling. And there's nothing wrong with that. That shows two people fighting for their marriage. And that's
we had to do it more than once.
Yeah.
I mean,
and now look at y'all. You can't keep your head. You've been holding hands over there all the whole time.
Well, no, because here's the deal.
Because y'all invested in taking looking at yourselves.
Hey, go back to the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to work it.
You got to work.
Got to work it.
You got to work it. Because if you don't, okay, it's just what your wife said. You start drifting apart.
We went through that phase too, where we were both, you know, married but living separate lives, and you know him.
You was married, but yet you wasn't even. There wasn't no relationship.
Me doing what I wanted to do, or had to do.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay. I mean, we had to do a recheck and come back in, go to counseling, figure out some things. You know, I got mad one time. I'm like, I'm sleeping on the couch. Like, I'm going to show him, you know, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. So he come in there. The wisest thing he ever did without even knowing that he did before BC, before Christ, is before he obeyed the gospel. But he knew. He come in there and said, get off the couch. You'll never sleep, not in my bed, when we're angry. You're going to wake up in the morning next to me. We are not sleeping apart because of anger.
No.
And so that set a precedent. He didn't even realize it, but it set a tone like, okay, now no matter what, we're going to work, we're going to sleep, because you wake up in the morning and things are a little not quite as bad as they were. You know, like, you kind of calm
down.
You've
cooled down.
But when you're divided and sleeping in separate rooms, that division gets wider.
No.
It does.
So,
well, you're actually, and didn't even know it.
Yeah. You know?
You're actually putting something in there and prying yourself apart.
Yeah. That when you sleep separate, stay separate, then that division, after a while, you don't even remember what you were arguing about to begin with.
That's why it's so important when the Bible says, okay, they will become one flesh. You can't, that's why the relationship's so powerful and so important. Okay, you've become one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't ever try to part that. You know, it's meant to be together, okay? You're meant to be together. Because one of the things I said about me and Christine when we was talking about getting married, I said, well, hey, I'll never sleep on the couch. I'm the one that's paying for where we're sleeping.
You can sleep on it.
Amen.
And I didn't bring it up. You know, I'm like, that's why I'm saying you never go to bed angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It does. I mean, you can be angry, but don't sleep apart.
Throw a fit and I'm going to sleep on the couch. No, hold it. John said a good thing there.
That's right. He really did.
Hey, look, we're having a little trouble right now, but hey, you get your butt in bed next to me.
That's right.
I married you and I love you. I want to wake up next to you.
That's right. And it made it a lot better.
Yeah.
Well, that was some wisdom there at the end. And Paula, Allison, so glad y'all could join us for the love episode. But we are out of time, but we end everyone with the Bible verse. So Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves to your husband.
No, I'm just kidding.
That is not the verse of the day. That is not it.
Give that joke.
Oh, it's a good one, but it's not the verse of the day. No, I'm going with Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church, gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. The Lord's call for us as men is to love our wives the same way Jesus Christ loved the church, which he gave up his spot in heaven to come here to earth to die a gruesome death and save us all from our sins. So, baby, I'm going to try my best to love you like that. I ain't perfect, but I'm going to keep trying.
That's what we need to do.
Thank y'all for coming, because that was a lot of fun. Maybe we can do it again sometime.